This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's February, one of the thinnest months in the movie release schedule, with aging action stars like Sylvester Stallone and not quite funny comedies like Movie 43 dominating the big screen. It's also a golden time, though, for movie trailers, as the studios try to drum up interest for the big budget movies to come in the summer. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, hosts of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast, are here to weigh in on some of the most talked about trailers right now. Kristen, do people decide whether or not to watch a movie based on a trailer?
I know I get really excited when I see a great trailer, and they are their own art form. The problem is sometimes the trailers are so much better than the movies. I love the Django Unchained trailer. I hated Django Unchained, the movie. I think trailers are fun, and I think a lot of people agree with me.
Rafer, one of the movie trailers getting a lot of buzz right now is for the latest remake of The Great Gatsby. Let's take a listen.
New York, 1922. The tempo of the city had changed sharply. The buildings were higher. The parties were bigger. The morals were looser, and the liquor was cheaper. The restlessness approached hysteria.
Shall we? Your love.
Who is this Gatsby?
Oh, man. Yeah, this is The Great Gatsby. Takes place in the roaring 20s, but it's got that hip-hop beat behind it. This is a Baz Luhrmann film that was originally supposed to come out around Christmas, but has been pushed back to May. Rafer, people are either loving or hating this trailer. Where do you land?
I like Baz Luhrmann a lot. I like the book, of course. I like the cast, DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, Carey Mulligan. But I think the release date is kind of a big problem. When you release this movie around Christmas, it feels like a big A-list event film. But if you push it back into the shoulder season of May, it starts to feel like a toss-off. So now I'm a little skeptical about what the studio wants. But even though I like Baz Luhrmann, you know, he always goes big, whether he succeeds or fails. So the movie could still be interesting.
Kristen, what do you think? What does the trailer make you feel about this movie?
I totally disagree with Rafer. This trailer makes me excited about the movie. It looks like a big party. Let's have fun with this. We all know that Gatsby is a really hard story to translate because it's all in Nick's head, the protagonist. And to see all the spectacle, to have all the fun, why not release it in summertime? Why not have a great time with it? And why not, at the very end of the trailer, have stamped across the screen in 3D, which it does. Great Gatsby. In 3D. I'm excited.
Another movie with a pushed back date and a lot of buzz is The Lone Ranger. It was supposed to open in December, but it's opening in July. Here's the trailer.
There were rumors that sustained us. Stories of a man born in the desert. A ghost, some said. Some said, flesh and blood. A masked man. A Lone Ranger.
Wow, sounds like a samurai swordsman. Kristen, what did you make of the trailer? Does it get you revved up for the movie?
Oh, I'm sorry, I think I just fell asleep. I actually just cannot stand this trailer. Every time I see it, I feel like I'm trapped in a Jim Jarmusch movie that halfway through was taken over by John Woo. A lot of action, a lot of doll. All mashed into one.
Finally, let's listen to the trailer for Oz, the Great and Powerful.
Kansas is full of good men. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one.
No! I don't want to die! I haven't accomplished anything yet! Please!
Am I dreaming?
You're in Oz.
Wow. Now, this one follows the wizard as opposed to Dorothy. Opening in March, it has some wondering if it's impossible to tell the story as well as the 1939 movie with Judy Garland. Rafer, what's your takeaway from the trailer?
Well, I think this is probably a smart move on Disney's part. You know, I think somebody at some point is going to make a movie based on the play Wicked. So now here Disney has launched a preemptive strike with this one. So a good move on their part. But I'm going to say something that's probably not going to win me any friends. I never really liked The Wizard of Oz in the first place.
Ooh.
So I'm just not that excited about this one. Sorry.
Kristen, help me out here.
Rafer, where is your heart? The Wizard of Oz? Judy? Over the Rainbow? You know what? I love the original Wizard of Oz. But I do have to say about this trailer, It looks like a cheap advertisement for a low-budget ABC family movie that ran out of money.
Yeah, Rafer, you're like the Tin Man. You need to go to Oz to get your heart.
Sorry.
Kristen Meinzer, Rafer Guzman, they're hosts of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Thanks a lot, team.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.